You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Well, good morning. Happy Thursday. How are ya? Good. Oh yeah, there's a little bit of a dusting this morning, a centimetre in fact, after a little bit of a flurry at 9 p.m. around Pig Alley and then kicking off again this morning with a flurry around 6. But if you look at the webcams, you can see, yeah, not really much snow compiling at tree line just yet. But we are due some more snow today. Yeah, more flurries to be expected with hopefully a few more centimetres to compile. And yeah, by the morning. But we are going to see some pretty decent ridgetop winds. And yeah, hopefully as much as 10 centimetres, we'll see. But yeah, freezing level of 1400 metres forecast. Currently sitting around -2 at the Catskinna Weather Plot and Pig Alley, and -4.5 degrees at the Rendezvous and Roundhouse, but -7 at the tippy tops of Whistler and Blackcomb, wherein the wind speeds are pretty straight south, coming in at 40 to 50 kilometres an hour at that elevation. But around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse, 1800 metres, yeah, less than 30. So yeah, it's going to be another grey bird day with these incoming flurries. And if you're looking for groomers to get after, I don't blame you, because of the low visibility in and around tree line, you'll get better definition. And yeah, what with the temperatures being cool overnight, they'll be in great nick in the high alpine. But yeah, low visibility this morning. And on the grooming report, no major standouts. In fact, Crystal Ridge hasn't had the usual culprits kind of groomed. Backstage Pass, Rock and Roll, and Lower Straight Shot, White Light, Twist and Shout, they are not groomed, FYI for today. Runs of the day, in fact, are going to be Green Acres along with Harmony Pieced, and Blackcomb doesn't have a run of the day on the Tom, but that's okay. Scattered showers today will bring, some fun soft pack snow to play with for tomorrow morning. That's one I'm kind of pigeonholing for some fun runs. But if you were looking to do some adventuring further afield, a few things to note, because we do have mixed, avalanche advisories for our different regions. For the Duffy, for instance, we are expecting that we should be paying attention to the wind, but for, yeah, a less accumulation. And if it does pick up the wind, fresh reactive wind subs are likely to form. So use caution in wind-affected terrain. Human-triggered wind subs remain possible. But yeah, looking on the Duffy Lake Road this morning, grey bird, but no precip as of right now. It looks like it might be kicking off. But for our area, the Cedar Sky too, we have considerable danger in alpine and tree line as opposed to moderate. And that's due to increased avalanche danger with this increased snow throughout the day as this new snow accumulates. So watch for changing conditions, dial back your terrain choices if you see signs of instability. But low avalanche danger below tree line, and then coming up to considerable in alpine and tree line throughout the day today. Yeah. So on the long range too, well, mixed reports on whether or not we'll get some precip on Monday, but we are going to have some sunnier skies on Saturday and Sunday, and some, yeah, mountaintop freezing levels too to be aware of. So, yeah, we're going to have that temperature spike and then potentially some precip on Monday, but mixed models on just how much we're going to see right now. But in the valley, let's tell you about your valley weather and road conditions, your valley and weather report brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new adventure vehicle in the Cedar Sky. That roadside brushing continuing with a right lane blockage between Alice Lake and Daisy Lake Road today between 8 and 4 p.m. That's in both directions. And also that continuing construction work weekdays between 8 and 4 between Brunswick Beach Road and Porto Cove. Expect delays there. They are doing slope mitigation work at Loggers Creek and and there is single lane alternating traffic. If you have a flight to get to, you name it, make sure you give more than enough time to get through that particular section as well. But for weather today, it was a toasty 11.6 degrees yesterday, but due for temperatures in the mid single digits. We're talking like a high of 6 today, what with these grey overcast skies and a few showers anticipated this morning to dissipate in the afternoon and then kind of hit us again this evening and then maybe ending around midnight. So giving us a clearing day tomorrow, which means, yeah, that snow that's forecast today too will taper off this evening. But expect showers throughout the day today, therefore, and yes, some pretty overcast skies. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering about biking conditions then for today? Still no major update on that. I think we need to wait a little longer before that becomes a regular part of the Pulse. In fact, next week, oh my gosh, next week we'll be going to the Whistle Pulse's summer schedule of 2 episodes a week. And for, episodes to come out at 8:15-ish. And I, for one, am looking forward to sleeping. But don't worry, we have an episode tomorrow. But for today, let's tell you about some events happening, like the Community Volunteer Income Tax Program happening at the library between 12:30 and 4 p.m. today. And happening at 5:30 is a drop-in grief and loss conversation for a support group in person. There are ample opportunities to join an online Zoom support group. But this one is happening at the community room in person, no registration required, at 5:30 today until 6:30. With other programming too to let you know about, like the yoga class happening at the Ordain Art Museum this morning at 9:30, as well as a new dining experience happening at the Barefoot Bistro this month. It's called The Magic of Maple, a Sugar Shack dining experience happening right through until the end of April. There is a family style menu, 3-course menus as well, very maple oriented. So yeah, that's happening at the Barefoot Bistro for the first time until the end of the month. And happening just the other day was a meeting with Council and Belinda Trembath from Whistleback Home, the COO, looking back at this season, obstacles overcome, you name it, as well as, things to celebrate, like communication, like letting us know parking lot capacity on Twitter. And I, for one, think Whistleblack Home's, social media presence has been awesome this year. Well, also awesome is a date for your calendars. That's May 17th, Whismas, if you want to call it. That's the opening of the bike park. Yes, not too far away now, it feels like it. Also not too far away is tonight's intersection at the Western Ballroom, with doors at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. this evening, and the after party with Fafa Khan and Jayam Kayam at Garth's afterwards too. And yes, tomorrow is the Sudan Kuwa Race Extreme happening from 9 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah. With Nostalgics playing on the Skiers Plaza stage at 6 p.m. And Laugh Out Live tomorrow. Lots happening for Whistler Ski and Snowboard Festival. But also today in Spring Creek is their soup and social gathering. They are going to be having one on the 25th as well. But a free hot lunch at the Whistler Drop-In Center in Spring Creek, brought to you by Zero Ceiling, Pearl Space, and Whistler Community Services Society. Yeah, that's today at 12. And while you're in and around that neck of the woods, you might want to stop in at Coast Mountain Brewing for their tasty new beer, the Cheeky Little Bugger XPA. Really cool that they've made that with Australian-grown Galaxy, Eclipse, and Enigma hops. Available in a six-pack. Yum. Oh, it's a Thursday. That also means that it's karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge tonight, along with Tim and Co. playing Après and at the 9 p.m. slot at the Dublin Gate tonight. The Hair Farmers taking a break. That means tomorrow is their last Après at Merlin's for the season, and Saturday is their last Après at Dusty's. Yeah. With, of course, a whole lot of lead playing at the GLC at 9 p.m. this Saturday as well. Just a few tickets left for that gig, and that's always rocking. That's going to be a hell of a time. Also, a hell of a price of strawberries at the Independent right now, FYI. Strawberries have more vitamin C than oranges too, you know that? Yeah. And a few events that are coming up from Aware's Earth Week this week. They're doing their Relove It clothing swap at Nida Lake Lodge on Thursday, April 18th. That'll be happening starting at 6 p.m. If you bring a bag of clothes, they're going to get weighed because they're trying to see how much in weight they can divert from going to landfill. And if you bring swappable clothing, you get access to all those clothes that will be brought in for $10. Or if you come without that, just $20. Cash or card. Yeah, that's happening on Thursday, April 18th, to let you know that clothes swap at Nida Lake Lodge. Underneath Harmony Chair yesterday, somebody found someone's GoPro. If you're missing one, somebody, John Goodwin, in fact, posted online to try and reunite that with you. Someone was trying to reunite, the owner of some squiggles on Decca Glacier yesterday with a photo of that really nice looking line. Yeah, very aesthetic atop the glacier there. Yeah, yesterday was beautiful, hey? Also, today is, of the home of the birthday of a couple beautiful people, like Ellen Allard's birthday today and Alec Hartshorn's as well. Alex is owner of Alpha Coaching and I believe doing a triathlon again this year. Right, Alex? Atta girl. Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a phenomenal day. Here are some pretty phenomenal facts brought to you by the definitely phenomenals as Stinky's on the stroll. Do you know that Napoleon Bonaparte abdicated unconditionally on this day in 1814 and then was exiled to the island of Elba? Or that the shogunate was abolished in Japan on this year in 1868, bringing an end to the Edo period. Or that Barack Obama and Raul Castro, they met in Panama on this day in 2015? No? Or what about Frank Sinatra recording Strangers in the Night, the single for his album of the same name, which later reached number one? He did that on this day in 1966. Or going back 124 years, the first modern submarine designed and built by John Philip Holland, aka USS Holland, was acquired by the US Navy. The Beatles, they were at number one with Let It Be on this day in 1970, the same day that Peter Green quit Fleetwood Mac whilst on tour in Germany. But to avoid breach of the contract, he agreed to finish the current tour. But in 73, you know, the Beach Boys, they appeared at the Omni Coliseum in Georgia and only sold 3,000 tickets for that 16,000 capacity venue. But conversely, in 1977, Alice Cooper, he played to an audience of 40,000 people in Sydney, which was the largest crowd to attend a rock concert in Australia's history at the time. Yeah, you're welcome. Let's give you your joke and track of the day. Your joke of the day brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. You know, I'm not a fan of elevator music. It's just so bad on so many levels. This track, however, isn't. It's from a Kiwi band that I've been digging quite a lot of. They're made of three brothers and a buddy, and they're from Auckland in New Zealand, bro. Oh for Awesome. And I'm loving their track, which is Oh for Awesome. Honey. Really fun, like psych indie vibes, you know? I'm really digging it. So that's Honey from Daily J. That track came out last year. But have yourself a terrific Grey Bird Day. Enjoy tree line skiing for better kind of viz because it's going to be pretty stormy in the Alpine today. Chat to you tomorrow morning.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.